We're on Chav Gimel and Aleph and Mishnah. Ha'isha Shenodra Minazir V'Hoysa Shosei B'Yayin Matami L'Meisim. So Harizeh Sofegisos Harboim. So before the Gemara said that the Zavli is no Chiddush in this, she's in Nazira and she's over. So the Gemara wanted to say either that talking where her husband was made for her, and prior to that she was Shosei Yayin and Baal Negis Gaius. And that's really how we hold. And then the Gemara said, no, so Raya, could be just said it, Agav the Sefer. Hefer lo baila, vihi lo yada, if the Baal was made for her, but she didn't know about it. Lo yada shehefer lo baila, v'hoysa shosa, b'yayin, v'tami l'meishim, enes ofegis o arboim. She doesn't get Malkus, but she needs Kapara. We'll see the Gemara says she needs Kapara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Emenus of Pegasus, Arboim, Tisbog Makis Mardus. She won't get Malkus Minatora, but at least Malkus Mardus. Malkus Mardus is a machlokus what it is. There's two kinds of Malkus Mardus. One is if somebody doesn't want to do a mitzvah, so we beat him up until he does the mitzvah or he dies. That's clear that that kind of Malkus Mardus is Makimoso Achetetzi Nafsho. Somebody refuses to build a sukkah, so there's kfiya dati. We force him to build it because every Jew really wants to do the mitzvah, and we just beat out the Yetzer Hara from him. And if we don't beat out the Yetzer Hara, then he doesn't live. That's one kind of Makis Mardus. That's pretty clear. This kind of Makis Mardus is after the fact. So some say it can't be that Makis Mardus is worse than Makis D'Oraisa. Makis D'Oraisa is a set amount up to 39. And this is Achetetzei Nafsho. For every Din D'Rabbanan you get Makis Mardus or something like this, it can't be that there's more Chomer. So there they say there's an amount. Some say, I think Rav Sadi Gon says, it's one third of a regular Makis. That was 13 Makis. But the Rambam seems to say that it's the same halacha, that Makis Mardus is D'Rabbanan, but we hit him until either he we hit him every time we die, until he is charot and he does tshuva. Okay. To the rash. Vivad, harizu sofegis arboim, kinforish lo el. We explained it before, okay. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tisbig makis mardis, imlo nischaiva, b'malkus min ha-Torah, tehe loka makis min arbonin, kedei lahochicha shalote mazida. To warn her that she shouldn't do this again. Okay, there's a machlokas also whether Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the Tanakhama. Tanakhama holds she doesn't get any Malkus. Or Rabbi Yehuda just means Mefarish, Enochanami. Well, the Tanakhama said she doesn't get Malkus from the Torah, but Ms. Malkus the Rabbanan she gets. Tana Rabbanan. Isha Haferim Vashem Yislachlo. Even though her husband was made for the nether, Hashem has to forgive her. The Isha Shehefer Lo Baila Vihi Lo Yoda. Makos Medaber. Pasuk's talking about a woman who her husband was made for her and she didn't know. Because if she knew he was made for her, then what she needs slicha for? Right? She hit slicha kaporu slicha. And she went and she drank wine and was matami lemeisim, thinking she's a nazira. But she really wasn't. When Rabbi Akiva would come to this pasuk, he would cry. This case, she intended to eat chazir. She thought she was a nazira. And she was drinking wine and being Matamil and Mason. She thought she was doing something wrong. But really she was doing something right because she wasn't in Nazira. So it's like a person who intends to eat chazer, but by accident he gets kosher meat. So still you need kapara. So surely somebody's mechavim aveira and does the aveira, how much more kapara does that a person need? Okay. Let's see the rash again. Tan Rabbana. Tanu Rabbanan Isha Haferu Vashem Yislachlo. The Ma'akos Medaber in the Isha should Nadra Vehefer Lo Baila Slicha Zulama. If it's a regular case, her husband's made for her and she knows it, why she needs Slicha? Ela Al Kacher Be Isha Shehefer Lo Baila Vehi Lo Yada Ha'akos Medaber Deha Kvar Ksi Ve'im Biyom Shema Isha Yani Osa Dehainu Shehefer Lo Bidiyasa. There's already a pasuk that speaks about Hafara with her knowledge. Now it's Hafara without her knowledge. Okay. So they said, why Rabbi Akiva? I sort of brought down the name of a few svarim. Originally I thought Rav David Krongler said this word, but a lot of people before him said it. Why Rabbi Akiva? Because when the brothers came to Yosef and they asked for Mechila, so Yosef said, you don't need my Mechila, because you intended for the bad, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it work out for the good. So he never was mochel them. But he made a mistake, because the halacha is if you're mechaven for bad and it works out for the good, you do need kapara. Since he wasn't mochel them, the pagam remained. And because of that, you needed the asara rugi malchus, which Rabbi Akiva was one of them. So whenever Rabbi Akiva come to this pasuk, Baruch HaKodesh, he knew that his mazel knew that someday he's going to suffer because of this pasuk. The Or HaChaim HaKodesh, however, says that Yosef was right, because Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, this doesn't apply. It only applies Bein Adam L'Makom. Somebody, the Or HaChaim says over there, somebody intends to poison somebody, but instead gives them nice wine. Doesn't need any kapara, right? The only reason you need kapara, Bein Adam L'Makom, is because you intended to rebel against the Ribono Shel Olam. So even though you didn't do anything wrong, so the Aveira itself doesn't hurt you, but the intention to rebel is there. But there's no issur to rebel against a person. The issur is to hurt him. You didn't hurt him, so there's nothing to, you didn't hurt him at all. You gave him nice wine to drink. So there's nothing to ask kapara for. So, but you can still say the vort. Yosef should have told them, you don't need mechila from me, but you still have to do tshuva to the Ribono Shel Olam, because by the Ribono Shel Olam, it doesn't help that if you were mechaven to do bad and it worked out for the good, it only works by people. And Yosef didn't tell him that. He said, you don't need mechila at all. So Rabbi Akiva still cried because of this, this pasuk. Okay. Ki yotzi b'dover ata omer. V'lo yoda v'ashem v'nosa avono. Uma mishin eskavin lalos b'yoda b'osar tle. V'olo b'yoda b'osar chazir. Kigon chaticha sofik shel shum and sofik shel chelev. Another pasuk where we see the same idea. By an oshem toloi. By a person eats something, and he's not sure if it's kosher or treif. It's chelev or shuman. Okay, one piece of meat, one piece of fat. He's not sure if it's shuman fat, which is mutter, or chelev fat. Omar krov and osa volno. So you need an oshem toloi to be mechaper on that, right? So you need kapara. Mishin is gavin lalos biyada b'asur chazir v'ala biyada b'asur chazir achas kam v'kam. Surely a person's mechaven and does the aveira, right? And mechaven for the aveira needs a more kapara. In these cases, they ask l'chora. There's a cloud of machshava roi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for l'maisa. So you intended to eat chazir, but you didn't eat chazir. You ate kosher. Why should you need any kapara? Machshava roi in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for l'maisa. I always like to say the Gemara in Kedushin says that klal is not a klal. It's only if you haven't done the Aveira twice. Then the Ribono Shel Olam gives you the benefit of the doubt that even if the circumstances didn't prevent you from doing the Aveira, where's the case of Machshava Ra? You ordered a treif of steak and for some reason they didn't deliver it. So you Maisa would have done it if they delivered it. You didn't reason you didn't eat it because they didn't deliver it. So there we say Machshava Ra in HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for l'maisa. The Ribono Shel Olam doesn't punish you for your bad intention since you didn't do the Aveira. So why over here yes? So the difference is that over there the first two times you've done the Aveira. If you haven't done it three times, twice. So the Ribono Shel Olam gives you the benefit of the doubt that even if they would have delivered it, you would have changed your mind. And even though the Ribono Shel Olam knows everything, when it comes to our Bechira, he functions with us as if he doesn't know. So he gives you the benefit of the doubt. But the third time, given Shavar Adam Aveira Vishana, Brother Gemara says in Kedushin, is Nasis Lokahet. There is no reason to assume you wouldn't have done it. You did it already twice. So surely you would have done it the third time too. Then you say Machshavah Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu Mitzar for the Maisa. The mail over here, you thought this was treif, and you ate it. So there's nothing to give you benefit of the doubt. You ate it thinking it was treif. You were lucky it was kosher. But there's no benefit of the doubt to give you. You the Maisa, you finished everything. So therefore here it's like the third time. So here we say Machshavah Ra Kadosh Baruch Hu is Mitzar for the Maisa. Okay. Ishi ben Yehuda Omer, another case. V'lo yoda v'ashem v'nasa avono. Uma mishin eskavin lalos b'yoda b'asur tle, v'olo b'yoda b'asur chazir. Kigon, shtei chatichos achas shel chelev v'achas shel shuman. V'nasa avono, hameskavin lalos b'yoda b'asur chazir, v'olo b'yoda b'asur chazir, lachas kam v'kama. Ishi ben Yehuda argues on the mandomer before. The mandor before held in Rosham Tolu you bring even with one chaticha. You have one chaticha, you're not sure if it's kosher or treif, right, and you ate it, you have to bring an Ashram Toli. Yisra ben Yehuda holds no, you don't bring an Ashram Toli in that kind of case. You only bring an Ashram Toli if you had two chatichas, one for sure Shuman and one Chalev, and you didn't know which was which, and you ate one of them. Then it's Ikva Isura, one for sure is Asher, then you have to bring an Ashram Toli. But if it could be there was never Isra here at all, could be it was more Shuman, one piece. You don't know if it was Shuman or Chalev, there Yisra ben Yehuda says you don't bring an Ashram Toli. So he says from the case of the Ikva Isura. Okay. Al Dover Zeh Yedavu had the Vuyim. And from this, all the people that do Averis or whatever, this is the accusing Psukim of how terrible it is to do an Avera where you're Mechavan to do an Isser and you do the Isser. Kulsha came from all the cases where you weren't Mechavan to do an Isser, right, and you did an Isser. Or you didn't do it. You were Mechavan to do an Isser and you didn't do an Isser. The Chohani Lomeli, why do you need all these cases? Right, we got the message. That's bad to do Averas. Why do you need all these three cases? Tzrichin. The Itana Gabi Isha, if we'd only have the case of the woman who intended to be over her Naziris, but her husband was made for her, Hosabu Deboy Kaporo Slicha Mishun Mikorli Surichavin. Over there, she intended to do something wrong. Right? She knew, she thought she was a Nazira and she intended to drink wine. That's why she needs Kaporo. This guy has a piece of meat, he's not sure if it's chalev or shuman. He's hoping it's shuman. So he never intended to eat chalev. He wanted to eat shuman, but he ate something that was a suffix. So I might think, loboy kaporos licha. Therefore, kamash malot, even in this case, you need kaporos licha. Because unless you intended to eat something that you weren't sure what it was. The eat marhadoa, if I only had those, that case, if I only had that case and not the case of the woman, I would say over there, in the end, he did do Isser. He ate the chalev. He wasn't mechavin for it, but he ate it. And by the woman, though, she didn't do anything Isser. Lamaisa, when she drank the wine, she was perfectly okay. She wasn't a Nazira. The Iyik Marhani Tarti, if it suddenly said these two cases, Havi Amini Hani Tarti, who the Sogi Lomichaporo Slicha, to Lo Ikva Isura. These cases, it's enough, just kapar and slicha, but not the actual onish. Aval shtei chatichos, achas shol chelev, achas shol shuman, the ikva yisura, lo sogi libe kapar and slicha, kamash lo under lo shna. And the case where it's ikva yisura, one for sure is chelev. So there I might think you need even more than just stam kapar and slicha. Kamash lo, no, all the cases are equal. So Yvonne. She intended to do something wrong. She didn't know her husband was made for her. And opposite, I might think the woman, Lamaisa, never was over an Isser. But over here, where you were a Sophic, you were over the Isser. He thought this piece was Shuman. Right, aber steh hat ich und sage schon gehen wir achen schon schummen. Ka hi die sie bei Jehuda, die ich bei Sura. Da mir habe Jode der gerade mir nach schon gehen. Here you knew one of them is gehen. You just didn't know which one. That's much worse. Amelo tizgile be kapor slicha to kemesh dav. It's much like mesh. Here you should need a kapor of mesh, not a kapor of stam kapor and slicha. Kamash ron lo shno yoda kul over lo shno yoda miksoso maybe oshim tali mishaperlo. And Ashram Toli is enough. It's not considered Mazin, it's still considered without Yediyah. Okay. Omar Rabba Barbar Chama, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Maidich Siv, Ki Yishorim Darche Hashem, Vitzadikim Yelchu Bom, Uposhim Yikoshlu Bom. What does the Pasuk mean? That the ways of the Rabbanu Shem are Tzadikim, and in the same Derech, what's it called? Tzadikim can walk in them, and Poshim Yikoshlu Bom. Marshal the Shnei Beni Adam, Shetzalu is Bishchehem, Echad Ochlu the Shem Mitzvah, the Echad Ochlu the Shem Achila Gasa. One of them ate it the Shem Mitzvah, and one ate the Shem Achila Gasa. Okay, it was overstuffed. Zesh Ochlu Shem Mitzvah, Tzadikim Yelchubam, he's Makai in the Mitzvah Pesach. Zesh Ochlu Shem Achila Gasa, Poshim Koshim, they're both eating Korban Pesach. One is Yotze the Mitzvah, seemingly, and the other one not. Omer leRish Lakish, Hi Rasha Koris Lei, Noid Loko Ovid Mitzvah Mina Mufcher Pesach Miyak Ovid Maisa Achila Gasi is still Yotzei Korban Pesach. And the Marshal, so the what's it called, the Marshal from here, that Achila Gasi Yotzei Mitzvah. right, that if you ate achila gas, you'll say mitzvah. The Gemara says in Yuma that if you ate achila gas on Yom Kippur, you're potter. So you see that in Aveira, if you do it by achila gas, not called achila. So Tosus says there's two kinds of achila gasa. One is where you're stuffed and you're not really interested in eating, but it's not that it's disgusting to you. There you yotze the mitzvah and you'd be over on Yom Kippur also. But achila gasa, where you're bichlau, can't eat, you're so overstuffed that it's disgusting to you, there you're not chayiv on Yom Kippur and you're not mekayim the mitzvah either. Okay, and this achila gasa over here is talking where you're not overstuffed to the point where it's disgusting to you. Others say Yom Kippur is different, because by Yom Kippur it doesn't say achila, it says anefesh shelo seune, and eating achila gasa is still an inui. It's not, you're not taking away the inui by eating achila gasa. Now she'en came where it says achila, achila gasa is also achila, right? You ate the maisa, you ate it, you were stopped, but you ate it, you did the maisa achila. Therefore achila gasa, you makayim a mitzvah according to that. And Yom Kippur, you would, what's it called, any other Isser that you ate by Achila Gas, you'd be over the Isser, and Yom Kippur is the exception. That's how the Notab Yehuda holds, the Shagas Aryeh holds, the Notab Yehuda holds, not like that, that what's it called, that all Isurim, real Achila Gas is Potter.
Shemitah?
What's the Nafkamina?
Shemitah, you're not allowed to eat Shemitah food with Achila Gas also.
No, but that's because you're over on lachila velo hefse, because you're allowed to eat it. That the isser is eating it shelo kederach achila, being mafsed it. The isser is not the isser achila. There's no isser achila on shvius. The isser is being mafsed it. Right. So that's the isser is the achila gasa. No, not
which type of achila gasa would be also.
Yeah, either one. That's not the normal way of eating. Right. Okay. Ella Marshall. So that can't be. Because over there, it's not poshim yikoshel boy. You call the guy a posheya. He ate achila gas. He's still yotzei korban pesach. And the marshal is named by the autumn ze ishto vachos imo. The ze ishto vachos imo. Guy has his wife and his sister in bed with him. The zen is damnelo ishto. The zen is damnelo. Two people. One got his wife and one got the sister. Zeshin is damnelo ishto tzadikim yalchuban. The zeshin is damnelo achoso poshim yikoshel boy. So it says, midomi. Anon kamrin and chada derech. They're both going in the same derech. Here it's two different drachim. One got his wife, one got his sister. It's two different things. But here we're talking about one derech, and for the posheya, it's yikosh lubam, and for the tzaddik, it's yelchubam. Hocha shnei drachim. El marshal lot ushnei benosav. Case of lot ushnei benosav. Two people doing the exact same thing, right? Lot benosav imo. They thought there was nobody else in the world, and this goes according to the Man D'Yomer, who holds that a person is mutter, Ben Noach is mutter to live with his daughter. There's no yachas, and therefore a daughter is mutter with her husband mitzad hadin by Ben Noach. So tzadei merchavin l'shem shemayim is tzadikim yelchubam. But he had kavod l'shem aveira, poshim mikosh lubam. Versus the Gilman who nami l'shem mitzvah. How do you know what Lo was mechavod l'shem aveira? Maybe also made l'shem mitzvah. Om Rav Yochanan kol apostle kazal l'shem aveira nemer. Now we see that Lo already had bad intentions, and he was a bal aveira, bal gili arayis. Where do you see it from this pasuk? Vayisalot, when he chose to go to Sodom, says Vayisalot, Vatisa Isha Sadona Vesineva. Vayisalot hints to the fact that he looked there because of Gilei Arayis, what we find by Ashes Potiphera, Vatisa Ashes Adona Vesineva. Es Enov, Kihi Yishora Beinai, by Shimshon, also an Indian of Arayis. Vayar, Vayaro Soshchem Ben Chamor, also an Indian of Arayis. Es Kol Kikar Ayarden, Kibad Isha Zonat Kikar Lechem. Also, Kikar Ayarden is connected to Kikar Lechem by Arayis. Kikulo Mashke, Elcho Acharei Mahavai, Nosnei Lachmi, Umeimi, Simri Upishti, Shmoni Vishikuyai. Also, Pasuk has to do with adultery. So, this whole Pasuk hints to me that when Lot chose to go to Sodom, his intentions were because it was a good place for Gili Arayis. So therefore, he wasn't mechavin l'shem shemayim. He was mechavin what's it called laveira. So where it says v'habidus on his wife, he got drunk. He got drunk as shikruso shalot. That's called an onus. the person does an Aveira when he's drunk like that, he's an Onus. He doesn't get punished for the Aveira. Mishum Rabbi Yossi Barav Choni Loma Noker Avav Uvekuma Shol Bechira Loma Shemeshichva Lo Yoda Avabekuma Yoda. That comes to tell me that Lod, even though he was an Onus, right, he got drunk and he didn't know what's happening. He didn't know what's happening when they lie down, but when he got up, he knew what happened. So Gemara says, "My Havi Lenevah, it's over." What are you blaming him because he knew about it after it happened? My Behavi Havi. The next night, right, he should have realized what happened the night before, and he shouldn't have drunk wine again. That's not an onus anymore. If you realize when you get drunk what happens, and it happened once, then don't drink wine anymore. If you did, you're not an onus anymore. Rashi. The echad ochel l'shem achila gasa omach mesim taiva she'ochlu b'raivin. Right, that he, what's it called, or not the achila gasa, but you need it l'shem mitzvah. That's what Rashi is saying. You need l'shem mitzvah. Mi domi anan damin nebechad derech holich echad v'nichshol echad v'hocha shnei drachim ishto v'achoso l'zeh nisnam ol ishto v'zeh achoso kol ha'posik hazeh l'shum aveira nemar v'kach iyat ha'yochol adon l'katzchus. You can't be donim l'katzchus. You have to assume that he did it l'shem aveira, since you see that he had these thoughts before. Ach, we didn't get it yet. Okay, continue on.